the subscribe button, hit the bell icon, hit that like, comment, and share button.
How to add Bitcoin to your TD Ameritrade account. Here, that's what we're going to talk about today. So how to add Bitcoin. Everybody's been excited about Bitcoin. And, you know, Bitcoin is back now. It's making it made a run earlier this week, and everybody's crazy about it. And so I want to do a video to kind of show everybody what is Bitcoin. I'm not going to tell you exactly what it is. But if you have a TD Ameritrade account, E-Trade account, or a Robinhood account, people are going to be able to, I'm going to show you how you can add it, get some exposure in your regular account, right? So the first thing we're going to do, if you haven't done so already, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead. If you're coming in, you can comment, tell me where you're checking in from. And if you haven't done so already, if you haven't done so,
hit the subscribe button, hit the bell icon, hit that like, comment, and share button.
Now, please do not take this as a video of me telling you to go out here and buy Bitcoin because it's the best thing in the world. That's exactly what I'm not saying. It's just that a lot of people ask me about it. Is what's driving everybody right now is the fear of missing out. FOMO. If you're not familiar with that, the fear of missing out. People see something going up, they hear about it a lot, and everybody says, "Oh man, how can I get into it? Am I missing out or whatnot?" So everybody had a fear of missing out. Everybody wants to add it into their portfolio and they want to know how to get it, stuff like that. So cryptocurrency, I say Bitcoin because Bitcoin was the first one, but cryptocurrency is a large, it's a bunch of them. You got Ethereum, you got Litecoin, it's new ones coming out every day. You got tokens, you got so much more. With me personally, I don't know what to buy. I don't know which one is supposed to be what. Now, the big thing I have with concern with cryptocurrency, when the U.S. dollar becomes digital, what is it going to do to the cryptocurrency market? We already know the Federal Reserve is already talking about creating a digital dollar, and the dollar is already digital. You know, think about it. How many times do you use dollars in a day? How many times do you use coins? Most people are using cards. We're paying online. You guys and girls can donate to me online. I can send money across the globe online. But now you're seeing this whole concept of cryptocurrencies, right? So a lot of people are having that fear of missing out issue. So right here, as y'all can see on my screen here, I have my TD Ameritrade account pulled up. And inside of my TD Ameritrade account, you can see GBTC. GBTC, that's Golf, Papa, Tango, Charlie. Golf, Bravo, Tango, Charlie. Golf, Bravo, Tango, Charlie. That's GBTC. This is a grayscale Bitcoin trust. So right here, this is its overall objective. It's a grayscale Bitcoin trust. It's an investment vehicle. BTC enables investors to gain access and exposure to the price movement of Bitcoin in the form of traditional securities without buying, storing, or safekeeping Bitcoin directly. Now, usually when people go out there, they're looking to go buy Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies. They have to go and create a wallet and get off all these big places or whatever the case may be. But this is allowing you, if you have a traditional investment account or whatever you may have, you can type in the stock symbol and get some exposure to Bitcoin. So as Bitcoin rises in value, you can be exposed to it. As it falls in value, you can be exposed to it as well. So many people are asking, hey, how can I get some exposure to the rise of Bitcoin without going out having to buy it? So this is one way. Now, please don't jump in my comment box and tell me, oh, Prince, you know, there's 10 million other ways. There's probably 10 million other ways you can add it to a TD Ameritrade account. But this is something like an ETF that tracks Bitcoin that you can add to your portfolio to get some type of exposure. Because you know how it is with Bitcoin. When Bitcoin starts to rise up, that's when everybody jumps in my comments box, my emails. Prince, Bitcoin, 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 right? And when it starts to fall, I don't hear anybody. Everybody's quiet. Last year, a lot of people was quiet. But now you're seeing it had a nice little run up to 19,000 points per Bitcoin, and everybody wanted to jump in. So I wanted to show you guys and girls how to do that. Right here with a TD Ameritrade account, you can apply this to pretty much anything you may have, right? Now, right here, how you doing, Miss Ruby? Ruby says, hi, how you doing, Ruby? From Memphis, Tennessee. We already know where you're from, Ruby. Okay. Antonio, what's going on? I know he's out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He said Ripple. Ripple is another cryptocurrency. You have another cryptocurrency. So how do I know, Tony? What's the difference between Ripple and Ethereum and Bitcoin and Litecoin and ABCDEFG coin? What if the federal government comes out, creates the digital dollar, and make it illegal for all the other cryptocurrencies? That can't happen. Somebody says, this is right on time. I'm interested in Bitcoin now. The fear of missing out, what I just spoke about, everybody has that fear of missing out, whatever the case may be. So this is why I made it, because so many people asked me about it. That's why I wanted to go ahead and do it. Max B, that's my guy out of there, Max B is out of Washington. He said, is it an investment or is this replacing the dollar too much with crypto? Exactly. So many people look at, when it comes down to investing, which is the difference between investing and just buying something in the hopes of it going up and speculating. Investing versus speculating. I believe a lot of, okay, like I own Apple. Why do I own Apple? I have a method behind my madness. I know the finances of Apple. I know how much money they make. You guys and girls know we know how to look through 10K reports. We know how to look at 10Q reports to make projections for the future. When it comes down to cryptocurrency, a lot of people are interested because it goes up in value and they can make money. So when people start to make money, everything else goes out of the window, right? Then we start to speculate. You know, we don't know why it's going up, but it's going up. So we want a piece of it. So you're right. Is it replacing the dollar? I don't know. If somebody wanted to pay me in Bitcoin, I'd be a little hesitant, but I will take a dollar, right? And I don't have that fear of missing out. If Bitcoin makes sense to me and it becomes the next big thing, then yes, I will jump on it, right? But I've been watching it for years, right? So PD Young said, this is almost a what's going on, PD Young? This is almost a repeat of 2017 bull run. It was around the same time. PD Young, you are 100% right. You won't know how many people in 2017 called me an idiot, told me I was dumb, stupid. I was missing out on the XYZ. Bitcoin was going up to $100,000 and all this other great stuff or whatever. But guess what? We're here in 2019 and Bitcoin still hasn't crossed over $20,000. All right. So it is. But the fear of missing out, that's what people see. So I have to make the content for what people want. Joe J says, hey, Prince, thanks for the great content as always. Quick question. Are you aware of the way to get exposure to blockchain technology through stocks? I'm going to do another video on that, Joe J. This is not going to be this particular video, but I do believe in blockchain technology. Bitcoin, I can't say, right? But I will. That will have to be a different video. I'm sorry about that, Joe. Joe J says, you are correct that there will be a central coin which will be government controlled and regulated. Yes, this is not something that I'm saying. The government has already said they're looking to create a cryptocurrency. They don't like cryptocurrencies because they can't track where the money is going. I don't know if you are funding Al-Qaeda or whatever, and you know how far the federal government would do to protect this dollar. They already said they're looking to create one, and they want to create one. It's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. But ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be my quick episode today. I'm going to go watch this Roy Jones Jr. and Mike Tyson fight. Shouts out to Roy Jones. Hopefully it's an entertaining fight. I'm here with my dad for Thanksgiving and I got to get running. So I want to do a quick video to show you guys and girls how to do this. If you're looking to add it to your portfolio, let me see what y'all said. These last quick comments. Antonio said, I'm going to leave crypto alone. I can't wrap my mind around. He said, I can't wrap my mind around stocks, but this is too trendy for my taste. I got kids. I got to minimize that. You're right. You're right, Antonio. Stick with what you know. I don't look to be right on everything. I just need to be right on a few things. All right. Max B said, Team Jones. You already know, Roy Jones, baby. All right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I got to get out of here. I got to get running. I thank you guys and girls. And to the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe. Peace. Be safe. I'm out. And thank you.